How to say no problem in Spanish. The expression no hay de que in Spanish means it's nothing or no problem. While this expression is common in parts of Latin America, it isn't used as much in Spain. Hello, everyone. So today we will be talking about how to say no problem in Spanish. Hi. Welcome back to another episode of Multiple Languages. I'm your host, Aaron Kaufman. And today we're going over a very short and simple phrase that a lot of beginners struggle with, no problem, dash, so let's go ahead and get started by looking at the structure of this phrase. The first word is no, which is formed by removing the N from the beginning of the English equivalent problem. Next is the Spanish word for problem, which is el problema. There are several different ways to say no problem in Spanish. For example, you can use the phrase de nada, which is similar to saying no problema in English. The word problema also works since it's an alternate way of saying no hay de que, there isn't a need for gratitude or thanks. If the person who helped you expresses that they feel bad about your needing help, you might want to tell them not to worry by using que pena. It's too bad. This expression is often used when someone expresses they are sorry about something embarrassing you have done, or when you are in a bad situation. If the person offering their help is your superior at work, you can use al contrario. This expression is often used in business settings when the recipient of the favor says they weren't being polite by offering, they were just acting in accordance with what they would usually do in that situation. How do you say no problem in Spanish? Another way to say no problem in Spanish is no hay problema, which literally means there's no problem but is often just shortened to no problem. The phrase lo que si can be said as well, and it simply means whatever. Some say this phrase has an air of informality and isn't used in professional situations, but some people use it regardless. If you are feeling particularly grateful for the favor someone did, you can say mil gracias, which means a thousand thanks. For example, if your waiter brings you water when you sit down at a restaurant, thank them by saying gracias. Most Spanish speakers would know that cuenta conmigo is short for contigo está la cuenta, I have this one with you. This expression is often just shortened to cuenta conmigo. If someone tells you they'll help out with something like picking up their friend's kids from school or cleaning their yard, they might want to remind them not to even think about paying by saying está bien si me llevas, which means it's okay if you drive me. So to answer the initial question, there is no single word that can be used as a translation for no problem in Spanish. However, you can use several words and phrases to express this sentiment. No hay problema, hay un problema, problema. You could even just say the first part of the sentence and then wave your hand over your shoulder as if to signify an absence of more discussion on the matter. For example, no hay problema, podemos estar un poco más. No hay problema in Latin, the word non meant not and the phrase non sequitur means literally does not follow. In Latin, it is a form of a verb that does not have a direct object. The English equivalent would be saying you had a nice time with someone or going somewhere but never actually following through. If you said to your significant other, no te veo más tonight, it would mean I won't see you anymore tonight, even though in English no problem would be used sarcastically if one was expecting to see their date again after this night. If there ever comes up another sentence involving no problem where the meaning is not clear, feel free to post a comment and I can further expand on this topic. No hay problema. Me gusta mucho tu blog. Sometimes there's just no problem. I really like your blog. There is no trouble, problem. I really like your blog. I hope you enjoyed reading this article along with my last one about how to say you'd better in Spanish.